That lamp sort of picked up noise, said Dame Fanny. I can see a clock anywhere. It seems to come from your ladder too. How strange, Jinky. What can it be? Oh, just the cat in there, I expect, said Jinky, still very red. Don't you think you off to be going now, then, Fanny? I believe I hear the bus coming. Then Fanny jumped up in a hurry, forgetting all about the noise. She said goodbye and ran down and the path. Jinky was glad to see her go. He went to the ladder, opened the door, and glared at the clock, which was now ticking softly again. You stupid thing, say Jinky. I suppose you let them Fanny know you were here. Well, to punish you, I take you upstairs to my bedroom and put you into the dark wardrobe. Then nobody can hear you ticking. So he took the clock upstairs and put it into his wardrobe. He shut the door loudly. When he got downstairs, he found his friend Peter Penny there. Hello, said Peter. Can I have a drink of lemonade, Jinky? I am so thirsty. Jinky poured out a drink, and just as he was doing it, there came the sound of a bell ringing loudly. Ring, ring, ring. Good gracious. What's that? Said Peter, jumping. He spilled the lemonade in his fright. Must be someone at the front door, said Jinky. But there wasn't anybody there. The bell rang again, even more loudly. Ring, ring. Perhaps it's someone at the back door, said Peter Penny. But there was nobody there either. Still, the bell went on ringing and ringing. Sound like an alarm clock going off, said Peter Puzzle. But you haven't got a clock, have you, Jinky? Jinky went red and didn't